Time for Fit Life Radio. I'm Jimmy Page.
I know a lot of people that have an intimate relationship with food. Seriously, you can literally hear it in their voice when they talk about a particular entree or their favorite dessert. They talk about it with passion and desire. And I believe that God made food for us to enjoy. Otherwise, there would be no purpose for taste buds. However, I think there's a big difference between enjoying and indulging. I can enjoy a great steak dinner without eating 20 ounces of porterhouse and a huge baked potato with tons of butter, sour cream, cheese, and bacon. At that point, I'm probably teetering on the edge of a food-induced coma. We use just about every excuse in the book to indulge. Maybe it's a Super Bowl party, or I'm on vacation, or it's my cheat day, or I've had a rough day, or even I deserve it. No matter what excuse you make, overindulging in food is not only wrong, but it's extremely unhealthy. It seems that gluttony may be the only remaining acceptable sin. God wants you to exercise self-control, to keep food in its proper place. If you've lost control with a certain food, and you consistently eat too much of it, you probably need to take a break from it. Your food should not control you. Enjoy your food, but don't indulge. Live a fit life. Come on, you can do this. This Fit Life Radio segment is brought to you by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. For more information, visit the website, fcahealthandfitness.org.